வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 42, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of March, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
Translation. O my Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the original spiritual master of the whole world. Your special interest in managing the affairs of the universe is to deliver the fallen souls who are engaged in your devotional service. You are already the friend of all suffering humanity, and I think you will show your causeless mercy upon persons like us who are engaged in your service.
Everything which is going on, creation, maintenance, and also annihilation. The original cause is Krishna. When there is need of creation, the cause is Krishna. When there is need of maintenance, the cause is Krishna. Everything, the cause is Krishna. And there is annihilation, the cause is Krishna. So, Sisti Sthiti Palaya, although it is being done, Sisti means creation, Sthiti means maintenance, Pralaya means destruction. These things are going on in the material world. Everything is created, like your body, my body, created at a certain death, there is history, and it will maintain. They are not far, 50, 60 or 100 years. It will never be eternal. Because it is created, it cannot be eternal. Anything created cannot be eternal. So, this Sisti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana is actually being done by Krishna, whatever way. But because we cannot see Krishna in the background, we see only the wonderful activities of the nature. Nature is working not independently by the direction of Maya Dhakshena Prakriti Swati Sacharasaram. Whatever is going on by the wonderful activities of nature, people are amazed by seeing the wonderful activities of nature. But behind these activities, there is the direction of the Supreme Personality. Therefore, Lord Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam is addressed here, bhava-sambhava lopahetu. So, Prahlāda Mahārāja says that we are suffering in this way and we are praying to you to stop this suffering. See, it is not a very difficult task for you. Kunnatrati khilaguru Bhagavan prayasa. Suppose if I ask you to do something for me, you may say, that is a very difficult task, I have no time to do this. So it may be difficult for an ordinary man. Actually, it is a very difficult task. Because Prahlāda Mahārāja in his previous verse, he prayed, Hanti Titapara Prihimuram Adya. Muram Adya. Give me shelter. So, Krishna may think, Krishna does not think, but from our side, we may suppose like that. Just like Narottamdas Thakur says that, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo Mori. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kindly give me your mercy, Dayaparam. Why I shall give my mercy to you? You are so sinful, you are so fallen. My mercy is not meant for you. But Natandasa reminds, Potita Pavana Hetu Tavayava. Sir, I am the most fallen, there is no doubt about it. But you have specially come to deliver persons like us. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore. Tumivi na kedayalu jagata samkari. Actually, we are hankering after favor of some big man and a small man. That is going on, that is material world. But if we seek favor from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is very nice. And instead of going here and there, if we want favor, there is no doubt. But others cannot favor, that is why. They have started so many humanitarian institutes to favor the suffering humanity, but it is not possible. They cannot do it. It is false attempt, because there are so many instances. Suppose the father and mother, they are always ready to show favor to their children. There is no doubt about it. But does it mean if one has got very good and rich and able father and mother, one can be happy, the children can be happy? No. Very much. Balasaneha saranam pitaro nisinga. That is also Prahlad Maharaj's statement. Simply because there is kind father and mother, therefore the children will be happy? No. That is not. So, actually, if the child is destined to suffer, the good father and mother cannot give him sex. That is not possible. Suppose one is condemned by the court to be punished, capital punishment, to be hanged. The father and mother may be very big man or rich man. If he pleads in the court, says, whatever you want I will give, kindly do not condemn my son to be hanged. They cannot be changed. This is not possible. Nobody can show favor against the will of the Supreme. The best thing is to ask favor. Shuddha bhakta. So, therefore, we should not ask favor. We can ask favor from everyone, but we must know that nobody can favor us unless it is sanctioned by the Supreme Person. We must always know. Not that because one is in a very superior position, he can favor me. No, he cannot favor unless it is sanctioned by the Supreme. Suppose we approach sometimes a rich man to favor us with some contribution, membership fees, but that rich man cannot favor us unless it is sanctioned by Krishna. Krishna is there within himself, and if he says that you give him this money, the man will give us. So we shall not be sorry. Suppose we go somewhere and he did not favor us. No, we should not be sorry. We should know that Krishna did not dictate him. He is not so fortunate now. Therefore Krishna did not dictate him. So there is nothing to be sorry. This should be our principle. Because without Krishna's sanction. So here, kono atra te akhila guru bhagavan prayasa. So everyone requires some extra endeavor to favor us. But Krishna does not require. That is Krishna. He can do anything he likes. He does not depend on others. Others depend on Krishna's sanction. But Krishna does not require anyone's help. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaj says, Bhagavan prayasa. You know, prayasa is advice not to take. Especially for the devotees, one should not take up some business which requires very hard endeavor. No, we should take up only simple things which is possible. Of course, a devotee takes the risk, that's why Hanuman, he was servant of Lord Ramchandra. So Lord Ramchandra wanted information of Sita Devi. So he did not consider how I shall go to the other side of the sea, Lanka. He simply believing in Lord Ramchandra, Jai Ram, jumped over it. Ramchandra had to construct a bridge. Of course, that bridge is also under, because his monkeys were bringing stone and they're throwing on the sea. But the stone was floating. So where is your law of gravity? Stone floats on the water. It cannot be done by the scientists. But if Lord Ramchandra desired, the stone became floating. Otherwise, how many stones we shall throw in the sea that it will come to the level of becoming a bridge? Oh, it is not possible. It was possible, everything was possible. But Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra wanted, let it be simplified. So let them bring the stone and it will float, then it shall go. So without stone he could go, but he wanted some service of the monkeys. There are many monkeys. Bara bara bandare, bara bara pet, lanka, dingate, matakhare, hen. There were many other monkeys, but not exactly capable like the Hanuman. Therefore, they are also given some chance that you bring some stone. You cannot jump over the sea like Hanuman. So you bring stone, and I'll ask the stone to float. So, Krishna can't do anything. Angani jasya sakalandriya vrittimanta. He can't do anything. We cannot do without his favor. So, Prahlada Maharaj requests that if you kindly become merciful upon us, it is not a great task for you, because you can do whatever you like, because you are the cause of creation, maintenance and destruction. So it is not difficult for you. Besides that, mūrheṣu vai mahadanugraha ārtabandhu. Generally, those who are ārtabandhu, friend of the suffering humanity, they specially show favor to the mūrha, to the rascals. Krishna comes for that purpose, because every one of us, we are mūrhas. Duskitina, namang duskitina murha, prapadyata. Normally, we, because we are sinful, because we are murhas, we do not surrender to Krishna. Namang prapadyata. Anyone who does not surrender to Krishna, he is classified as duskitina murha naradhama maya prajagan. It is not at all possible to become independent of Krishna's will. It is not possible. Therefore, those who are trying to work independently without Krishna's favor, they are mūrha. All else. They will not accept what Krishna says, and they are trying to establish some law without Krishna. There is no need of God. This is the most scientific, they say. Now we have got science, we can do everything. They are murhas. It is not possible. Independently, you cannot do without Krishna's favor. The best thing is that always try to seek favor of Krishna. And you cannot seek Krishna's favor directly. That is also another point. Kintin ati priyajanan anusivatana. No. you cannot jump over to Krishna without the favor of his devotee. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. You cannot seek favor of Bhagavan directly. That is another foolishness. You must go through the servant of Krishna. Gopi bhattu padakamalevu dasa dasanu dasa. This is our process. We don't approach Krishna directly. We must begin our service to the Krishna servant. And who is Krishna servant? One who has become the servant of another Krishna servant. This is called dasa dasanu dasa. Nobody can be independently servant of Krishna. That is another foolishness. Krishna never accepts anyone's service directly. No. That is not true. You must come through the servant of the servant. This is called parampara system. As you receive knowledge by the parampara system, Krishna spoke to Brahma, Brahma spoke to Narada, Narada spoke to Vyasadeva. And we are getting this knowledge. This is Krishna, Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna to Arjuna. See, if we give up the process of understanding as Arjuna did, then you'll never be able to understand Krishna or Arjuna. You have to take up the process which Arjuna accepted. Arjuna also said that I am accepting you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because Vyasadeva has accepted, Vasudeva has accepted, Narada has accepted. Same thing. We have to understand Krishna. We cannot understand directly. Therefore, these rascals who are trying to understand Krishna directly by interpretation, they are all rascals. They cannot understand Krishna. Maybe very big man, so-called. Nobody is big man. They are also sabai sabir varaha ustakharai samastuta purusha-pasu. Purusha-pasu. These big men who are so much eulogized by some rascals. All these big leaders. What? Because they are not devotee of Krishna, they cannot lead. They simply will mislead. That will take them all rascals. This is the criteria. Take this one criterion. Anything you want to learn from somebody, first of all you see whether that somebody is a devotee of Krishna. Otherwise don't take any lesson. We don't take any lesson from a person perhaps maybe like this. No. We don't want such scientist or mathematician. No. One who knows Krishna, one is devotee of Krishna, one he is overwhelmed in ecstasy simply by hearing Krishna, you take lesson from them. Otherwise, all rascals. Thank you very much.